Castle Crenshaw, I said, then quickly clarified. But everybody calls me Ghost. By everybody, I meant nobody except me. That was my self-given nickname. Well, halfway self-given. The night me and Ma busted into Mr. Charles's store, Mr. Charles looked at us like he was looking at two ghosts, like he didn't recognize us, probably because of how scared we both must have looked. So I just started calling myself that. Plus, it wasn't the only time someone had looked at me that way. As a matter of fact, this man, the coach, was looking at me the exact same way as Mr. Charles did that night, stunned, and I couldn't tell if it was because my real name was Castle or because of my nickname. Okay, Ghost, I'm Coach Brody. We did a proper handshake. Listen, like I said, I don't know you, obviously, but I know you got something special. At least I think you do. So, you want to join the Defenders and run with us?
I didn't even think about it.
Nope.
Just like that.
Nope.
Judging by the look on Coach's face, I could tell nobody said no to running on his team, ever.
What you mean, nope? Why not?
All the other runners on the track were cracking jokes and playing around. Everybody but Lou. He was back on the line, down on his knees, like he was getting ready to take off again.
Because my sport is basketball. You play ball?
He asked, like he didn't believe it. Like I didn't look like I could hoop.
Yep. For who?
Why you keep asking me who I do things for? I snapped. Mainly because I didn't play ball for nobody. Not yet, at least. But it was still in my plans. Plus, who was he to be all in my business anyway? I didn't even know him, and he didn't know me.
Look, even if I wanted to join your team, I continued, I would have to ask my mother first, and she's probably going to say no, so... So let me ask her, he cut in.
Why you care? It's just running, I said.
Is that what you think? Coach narrowed his eyes. That this is just running?
Yeah, I mean, what else is there? Ready, set, go, run. The end, I said like a robot. Coach let out a hearty laugh, the kind that sounds fake. Nobody really laughs that hard and that loud without bending over like it hurts.
We'll get to that, Coach said, cutting his laugh off instantly.
Like I said, fake.
For now, let's focus on the task at hand. If your mom says it's cool, will you join?
Man, I told you, I play ball.
Coach sized me up, biting down on his bottom lip. Okay, I tell you what. Basketball's your sport? Cool. But if you want to be a better ball player, join this team and you'll be faster and stronger than anyone on any court. Matter of fact, your legs will be so strong, you'll be dunking on people by next year.
You think I'm stupid? I looked at him sideways. Ain't no way I could be dunking in a year. I never heard of no eighth graders that can dunk.
Depends on what you say next. You are if you don't let me ask your mom about joining.
Coach was looking at me like he was dead serious. Like he really thought running could help my hops and get me dunking by next year.
Which, if that did happen, I would go right down to the court with Sicko and them and demand to play.
I kept checking his face for a sign he was lying, a sign that would have been easy to see because he didn't have any hair to disguise it. But there was no sign. No lie.